is CRI News and I'm Lucy Du. Party and state leaders are set to attend the National Day celebrations in Tiananmen Square in Beijing tomorrow. Leaders of the Communist Party of China are due to present flower baskets to the Monument of the People's Heroes to mark the 64th anniversary of the founding of the PRC. The National Day celebrations will be broadcast live on four CCTV channels. The People's Republic of China was founded on October 1, 1949. Top political adviser Yu Zhengshen has already taken part in a reception marking National Day. Yu Zhengshen is the chair of the National Committee of the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference. Among the comments, he says the central government will continue to support Hong Kong and Macau in developing the two regions. He also says the Chinese government wants to enhance the political, economic, cultural and social foundations with Taiwan. The comments by Yu Zhengshen were made in front of more than 2,800 representatives from Hong Kong, Macau, Taiwan and overseas Chinese communities. Chinese President Xi Jinping is set to address the forthcoming meeting of the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation Forum. Xi Jinping is also due to make a stop in Malaysia before his time in Indonesia. The summit's priorities have been set as achieving sustainable growth. Xi Jinping is expected to call on APEC countries to press for a more open economy globally. Following Indonesia, China will play host to the APEC summit next year. China's top securities regulator has issued a package of policies to support the capital market in the Shanghai Pilot Free Trade Zone, which was launched on Sunday. The China Securities Regulatory Commission is reporting qualified individuals and companies operating in the free trade zone will be allowed to invest in both domestic and foreign fund markets. The commission has also approved a plan to build an international crude oil futures trading platform within the zone. Foreign companies in the zone will be allowed to issue renminbi bonds. Meanwhile, China's Ministry of Culture has also published readjustments on policies regarding the culture sector in the Shanghai Free Trade Zone. Foreign-funded art troupes will be allowed to set up in the zone. The new policies will open up the zone to foreign operators of overseas-funded recreational facilities, provided they follow the country's regulations on recreational places. Foreign game machine manufacturers will also be eligible to sell their products in China via the entities registered in the zone. The Ministry of Finance has announced plans to offer tax breaks to manufacturers of solar power products. The rebates are going to be offered until December 31, 2015. Vendors of self-produced power products using solar energy will receive immediate refunds of 50% of their value-added taxes. The move comes as demand from major export destinations, the European Union and the United States, contracts due to recent trading rows. The government currently provides a subsidy of 0.42 yuan or 7 US cents per kilowatt hour to solar power stations. The country's top 10 solar panel makers have up to 100 billion yuan in debt. The industry suffers heavily from overcapacity, and analysts believe many producers face elimination in the coming months. The Chinese government is sending a 140-strong riot squad to Liberia as part of a United Nations peacekeeping mission. The first 14-member unit is leaving Beijing this Monday. The squad is going to set up camps and lay the groundwork for the arrival of the rest of the peacekeeping squad. The rest of the Chinese contingent is set to leave for Liberia in a few days. The clock is ticking towards a U.S. federal government shutdown. U.S. housekeeper John Boehner is urging the Senate to take action in a timely manner and pass a stopgap government funding bill in order to avert the first partial government shutdown since 1996. If the U.S. Congress does not pass the budget bill by midnight on Monday, spending power by the U.S. government will come to an end. If Congress fails to pass a new budget, as many as 800,000 federal workers will be furloughed as part of the shutdown. At least 47 people have been killed after a gunman attacked a college in a part of northeast Nigeria. The victims are mostly students. They were shot dead as they slept in a dormitory at the College of Agriculture. Close to 30 students were killed by suspected Boko Haram militants in a pre-dawn attack on the school in June. Boko Haram regards schools as a symbol of Western culture. For CRI News, this is Lucy Du in Beijing.